This episode originally aired as a YouTube video. Welcome to Relationship RX Podcast, your prescription for all relationship pain points. I'm your host, Dr. Laura Dabney, and I use my 20 years experience as a psychiatrist to give you actionable tips and strategies you can implement today to create the relationships you deserve. Everybody, Dr. Laura Dabney, and I'm here to talk to you today about your sex life and spicing it up. It's always a very popular topic. So I'm happy to talk to you about that again this month. And this week, I want to talk to you about the hidden costs to your sex life. The hidden drains on your sex life is very important because a lot of people come to me saying their sex life is rather flat, but they're kind of surprised at the reasons. One is shyness. There are lots of people who feel their bodies aren't perfect, and so they don't undress, or they don't leave the light on, or they don't, they want to get it over quickly. This is not helping your relationship at all. This is basically telling your partner you're never going to share yourself with him or her until you are perfect. Well, of course, your partner's hearing, if no one's perfect, that's going to be never. And that's a very bad message to get. And that's a big turnoff, an obstacle that just sort of leaves your partner out in the cold. So reconsider that. Try to share as much of yourself as you can with your partner. That's what intimacy is. If you have a problem with that, by the way, that's a good topic for a therapist. Okay. Also, boldness. Boldness is also, just like shyness, but on the other end of the spectrum, is also a intimacy drainer. I always say, you know, there's nothing wrong with trying something new if you're a consulting adult, okay? Consenting adult. But if you are, you know, just plowing ahead by yourself, again, you're leaving your partner out. That's a discussion to have about your bold ideas, but just to plow through can be seen as invasive, and that can be scary for people. So you might not realize it may not be your idea, it might be your approach. Boundaries. A lot of people are very hung up on spontaneous sex. There's nothing wrong with spontaneous sex, but if you don't have boundaries, that can be very unnerving or anxiety-provoking to a lot of people, including your partner, perhaps, especially if there's children in the house. Not having a boundary cause people to be anxious about, you know, where are the kids? What are they hearing? What are they doing? Are they going to come in? What I always recommend is to have a set time for intimacy, which doesn't sound spontaneous, but if it's a set time that's protected, spontaneity can develop in that protected time. For instance, if you had a babysitter take them out to Chuck E. Cheese for a couple hours every Saturday night, have that time, protected time, be a little bit more open, spontaneous, and free, and you already know it's there, so you have that to look forward to. Done deal. Okay. Lastly, I want to talk about the serious or mechanical sex. Some people get a little too serious about whether they have sex or not. In other words, it gets sort of Debbie Downer about it. Well, we haven't had sex for so long, and my relationship is going off course. They don't love me anymore. Disaster. It's important to see these patterns, and it's important to recognize there might be a problem. But if you go down this whole it's all over disposition, then that's going to be a real turnoff to your partner. Not only are they now feeling like they have to solve this problem with you about your sex life, it's solve the whole relationship problem, or at least try to convince you of that that's not the issue. There's lots and lots of reasons why people back away from sex or have less sex. It is not always because they're not attracted to you or that there's something extremely wrong with the relationship. Mechanical. There are a lot of people who have, especially if as the relationship goes on, are sort of get into a mechanical way of doing sex. That's also a huge turnoff for your partner. some people think, well, it doesn't matter. He or she just wants sex anyway. It doesn't matter what I do. It matters. Being involved, again, is being open. Mechanical is being closed. If you add a little, if you feel that you're that way, kind of mechanical and just kind of going through the motions, try to add a little play or a little fun to it, or a little difference. It'll make a huge difference in how you come across to your partner. Okay, so those are the hidden blocks to intimacy that perhaps you hadn't noticed and are rather easy to overcome. Give that a try. Of course, you can always call me if you have any problems with this or any questions. 757-340-8800. Thank you for listening to the Relationship RX podcast. Join us next time for more action items to improve your relationships. For more information and help, please visit relationship-rx.com or call me at 757-340-8800. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn under Laura Dabney, MD.